Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome to new live streaming. Today, we're going to be talking about the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 13 to 15. We're talking about Jesus bless little children. Yesterday, we were talking about who's the greatest. And something we were talking about was someone who want to be the greatest in kingdom heaven. Gotta be the last in earth and gotta be like a child, and something saying like I need to humble myself. And something what we're talking to was like the greatest in kingdom heaven, and the Bible says Jesus called our children, and he said like unless you convert became as a little children, you will no means enter into heaven. So today we're gonna be talking about when Jesus was teaching the disciples. And something he did was like someone brought some child to him to be blessed. And something happened in the middle. We see the disciples like trying to don't allow the children to come to Jesus. If we go to the Bible, the book of Matthew, we see in the verse 13 says, then little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. So we see something very interesting here, because we see someone. The Bible doesn't specify who it was, but something real. Someone decided to bring his children to Jesus, to him to be prayed. But we see the disciples trying to build them. And we go deeper in this verse. Sometimes we acting like the disciples. We acting like them. How? Because in the church, when someone trying to come to Jesus, sometimes we want to have them be perfect. Sometimes we want them to be good enough to be able to be part of the body. And when the Bible specifies about children, it's talking about someone new in faith. But like I said, we bring this to our time. We are like that most of the time, like disciples. When someone that doesn't looks like the other people that's in the church, when someone's different to the people in the church, right away we make a difference. We segregate these people. But that was the same case on the disciples. Disciples was a few children we're gonna do between us, and trying to be better, that feeling like a greater than anybody else. But something happened at verse 14. The Bible said that verse 14 said but Jesus said, let the little children come to me, and forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. So the attitude of Jesus Christ was don't stop the children to come to me. But he said something very specific. He said for of such is the kingdom of heaven. What does it mean? And yesterday we were saying you need to become like a children. You need to convert and become as a children to be able to be the greatest. And the Bible said you need to humble yourself to be able, like a child, to be the greatest. So that means we need to get away from us all those thinkings or those meanings about perfection, because sometimes we are part of a ministry. When we are part of a church, this church has a name, this church has a status, and we think we are the best, we're better than anybody else, because our church got 1,000 members, hundreds of members. And we think the best of the best. And after that, we make a segregation. because we selected the people that go to Jesus, and we had the power. We are not the one who made that decision who's gonna go to Jesus, who's not. And Jesus is the one who select the people. God is the one who select the people to be part of His kingdom. But it is a process. And we as ministry, we are in charge to train these people, to capacitate these people, these little kids, you know, to be able to go through to the kingdom of heaven. But we cannot rebuild them to go to Jesus. The next verse says, and he laid his hands on them and departed from there. You know, God had special care for the children. And he brings the samples of how we need to be, you know, the way we need to be, the way we need to feel sometimes, even the way we need to believe. You know, always got comparison to children. And what's God that children special? That's very simple. You know, they are not too contaminated as we are, the adults are. You know, they got no all those meanings, all those thinkings, all the education. Because something's happened to, you know, we need to transform our thinking, we need to transform our mind. We need to, you know, be able to be changing all the time. Because what happened, we go through whatever we know. You know, at one point, we won't be able to reach the knowledge that God wants us to reach. What does this mean? That means, a lot of people, they feel they know everything. They don't want to continue learning. They don't want to continue, have those experiences with God. And that's the point. Right now, the church is that full of people. But most of those people just go there Saturdays, Sundays for the service to listen the message and, you know, to sing a little bit. And they get away the way they came in. And that's not supposed to be like that. There's supposed to be a change. What's the issue? The issue is we start learning. We stop growing up. And we get into the situation where we stop growing. And you might say but that's the way that, you know, you trying to become children, so you need to start growing. But that doesn't mean that. Children is talking mostly about attitude. Children is talking mostly about pure. You need to be pure like a children. Because children doesn't have I'm trying to say it in English, but I don't have the word right now. But like I said yesterday, we make a comparison between children and adults. The adult, you know, have a lot of experience in life, have bad situations in life, have been through a lot of bad situations that some of these situations they're hurting. They're hurting self, you know, inside them, they're feeling, you know, their mind, you know, psychology, everything inside the adult. Most of the times, that's contaminated. But a little kid, 1, 2 years old, doesn't know anything about contamination. He doesn't know anything about hunger. He doesn't know anything about bad feelings about people, hate, you know, segregation. Doesn't know anything about that. That means the Bible saying we need to be like a children. That means we need to have the attitude. We need to become to be pure. But how we can do that? Only through God. God is the only one who can make that change. But we need to let God to do it. You know, we need to be able to be like a children. To be able to, when someone came to us to try to, you know, to hurt us, don't let the action set on our heart. And that's the main point. When the Bible says we need to be like a children, that means we got to change our mind. We need to grow up, in knowledge. We need to grow up, in relationship with God. We need to grow up on those kind of things. But at the end, we need to be cancer children. Pure, innocent. You know, no hate, no anything. Be pure as a children. So this is the best, the message for today. And we need something new to know, like God has special care for children. I'm not talking about like a spiritual, I'm talking about like a children itself, like a human. And the Bible said like the kingdom of heaven does belong to them, to the children. So we don't, you know, take advantage of the situations. We need to continue growing up. We gotta do better all the time. But don't let anything around us contaminate her. We are saved by faith. We are saved by grace. Don't let the salvation go away. You know, or don't waste your time. Have those hard feelings about people, about other things. Be as a children. So this is the message for today. I hope I've been blessed to you. And I ask to share this message if that's the case. And subscribe to the channel if you are not. And see you next weekend with a new live streaming. And have a wonderful day. And God bless you. Bye.